Pete Price, Late Night City. City Talk 105.9.
Yeah, they're just ringing up about people saying, you know, about knife crime and that. Mm-hmm. But people don't understand, Pete, I'm in a gang myself. And you, what people don't understand, that if we don't carry knives around, we're going to get knifed. Do you know what I'm saying, Pete? Because people, that's what people are like nowadays. They just want a piece of everything, what they haven't got. And if they want it, they'll take it. You know what I mean? So if we don't carry knives and bang people out, then we're just going to get banged out of ourselves. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Live by the sword and die by the sword, mate.
So are you telling me you stab people?
Well, I'm not. If it comes to it, Pete, I will do, yes. It doesn't bother me, but if someone's coming at me with a knife, I'm not going to let them stab me when I've got a knife on my arm, Pete. Let's be logic, Pete, and use our, you know, our senses.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 19, Pete.
If you stab somebody, you could go to prison for the rest of your life. And
I know, Pete, but if we don't stab people, they're going to stab us. They come on, and you're just hanging about by yours and that, by where you live, with the boys and that, and then someone just comes on wanting straighteners, then you've got to give it to them. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to have a piece or a knife on them, do you know what I mean? Piece. We've got to have pieces and knives.
So you actually carry a knife?
Well, you've got to, Peter. Otherwise, people are loads. Everyone carries a knife nowadays, Peter, or a piece. And if you're having it with them, then they're going to stab you. They're not asked. We're not asked. And people, that's what people don't understand, that if we don't carry knives, we're going to get knifed.
But why, all of a sudden, are teenagers carrying knives when they never used to carry knives?
Everyone wants to make a name for themselves, Pete. Everyone wants a bit of what everyone else has got. And if we don't bang people out, they're going to bang us out. Sick of people giving us grief about all this, but it's a dog-eat-dog world, Peter.
So how big's your gang?
There's a few of the boys, you know what I mean? Good 50 of us or something.
And you, what, have a territory?
Well, yeah, but I'm not prepared to say where that is, Peter.
I won't ask you. So you have a territory.
Yeah, and people come on all the time. And, you know, people just floating past in little moody cars and that, and then both rather in that piece of your face and that, and they want something, they take it off you. So you've got to be prepared, Peter, or you're going to get shot.
But you paint a really bad picture, Steve.
Yeah, but people don't understand what these people who are painting the picture are not in what we're living like. Half of the boys have got who've been brought up dead well, you know what I mean? Their mum and dad, both doctors and lawyers and that, you know what I mean, Pete? They don't understand that. Like, nowadays, everyone just wants to kill people.
Well, I just think it's very, very sad what you're saying. I mean, I've got friends who've got kids. They don't carry knives.
Well, you know, where are your friends from, Peter?
Just ordinary areas, dead ordinary areas.
Well, do you know what I mean? These are ordinary areas where people just, you've got to live, Peter, and to live, you've got to be prepared to fight, lad.
But when you say live, surely you're working most of the day and then in the evening you probably go out?
I go and work in the Mackies for 150 quid a week when you can make 10 grand on the doorstep in a week.
And how can you make 10 grand on the doorstep?
Well, you graft, don't you, Pete?
Explain graft.
Well, you sell drugs, Peter. Why would you want to go and work in the Mackies for the £150 a week?
Well, yes, I would rather do that than sell drugs, I've got to be honest with you, yeah.
Well, Pete, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world, mate.
Yeah, but nobody gave me a future, and I came out with no GCSEs, and I did what did.
Well, yep. Let's have it right, Peter. Things have changed since your time. No disrespect or not, Pete.
No, but are you saying that people can't make a living these days without selling drugs?
Well, you know, Peter, some of us just can't work. Just unable, because there's that many people wanting, you know, they'll find you if you're having straighteners with people all the time.
But why are you having straighteners? Why can't you just live your life, enjoy it, have
because
fun?
Because people don't understand, you know, we can't do that. This is the way we've always grew up, you know. Since times have changed, the people who are saying this, it's not young lads falling up saying, listen, this, the knives and guns have got to stop. These are older people who haven't got a clue, P. Do you know what I'm saying, P? You're on it like a car bonnet.
But what I'm trying to get from you is, and I'm trying to understand, right, there's a gang of you. You're all 19-ish, that age. You've got a future. But have you got a future? You'll never be able to get married and have kids because you'll be living in fear.
Why won't I?
Well, because you'll be living in fear of your kids being killed, your wife being killed. I mean, what future does it hold for you, the way the picture you paint? You sound like an intelligent guy who, you know, knows what he's talking about, and yet the picture you paint, what future has you?
That's the picture. It's not the picture that paints, that picture that I've painted for you. It's the picture that we live in. Do you know what I mean, Peter?
But we've wouldn't you, all right.
And, you know, I'd be laughing if no one wanted to come on and have sightings. Everyone would have it that way, because there's no bother then. But people want it all the time, Peter. And if you don't fight back, you're just going to get filled in.
Well, Steve, it's been interesting to talk to you, but I think you paint a terribly sad picture.
Well, that's what's happening on the streets of Liverpool now, P.
P. Price, Late Night City. City Talk 105.9.